Hey, Steve, you want to come up here and join us on this one? I don't know. I heard he's pretty talented. Yeah. This is my first cousin and my brother-in-law. That's right. Our family tree's a telephone pole. We hadn't played this song in, we ever actually ever played it live. We recorded it. But it's cool because the whole storyline was, Steve helped me on this one. I had this melody and the song all worked out in my head for the most part, as you'll see later on in the song. But, I was about to make a monumental mistake. Let's get off on another. While we're talking about this, there was these two old guys. And they were old school. It's where my brother lives. He lives in this. It's the old Jess Peeler house. And I'm not making light. I don't know if you guys saw this guy that was talking about the knobby character that went viral. Well, he was kind of ridiculed and everything. But back in this guy's day, he was the ultimate survivalist. And he could tear the hound out of a five-string banjo. He's one of the first people around in upper Cleveland County that I ever even knew of that played the banjo. And he was just an amazing player. Well, his daddy, they were old school people. Used to do the buck dancing and all kinds of, it's crazy. But they were sitting around a picking session one night. And, they were both playing. All of them was all sitting around just playing. And they got finished playing. And Howard was talking to, I think it was Alvin. Peeler, I think that's, I can't remember exactly who the two were, they're brothers. And they got finished playing, and he was like, oh, that sounds good. Boy, that sounds good. What song was you playing? He said, I was playing Bull M. Cabbage Down. How about you? What was you playing? He said, well, I was playing Seeing Nellie Home. And he said, hell, let's hit it again. I think there was, I think there may have been corn liquor involved, but I'm not sure. But getting back to my story, I don't even know what my story was, to be honest, but my wife and I, where's she at, Jenny? We went to the same kindergarten. We went to kindergarten together. This is a Mayberry kind of story. It's been bliss ever since for all those years, nothing but bliss. It's a wonderful thing. Never fight, never do anything but. It's so crazy. We went to a little kindergarten in Lawndale, North Carolina, and after our kindergarten teacher passed away, they were cleaning out her house, and they found a picture of us in kindergarten. And it was our whole class, and it wasn't an official photograph. Somebody had just snapped a picture, and incidentally, she's standing back here going like this. But I just thought I'd throw that in. But anyway, I got to looking around, and about two or three people in that photograph still lived in the same place. And see, we're still friends all this time later, and it's like, it's so crazy. It's like an unspoken love. We don't even have to say anything when we see all these folks around that we grew up with. We're all in kindergarten. We've lived our whole lives so far together, and we're all still around. There's a couple of folks that I can't account for, and I don't know where they are, but I just thought that was like, it's a small footprint for one thing. You can stay in that close knit of a place. You know, one of the girls, she had smarts beyond. She had scholarships, and she went off to Chapel Hill and stayed for about 2 weeks and came back home and has worked in the same short order grill in Falston, North Carolina for 25 or 30 years. She's probably a millionaire because she just don't spend her money. She stays there. She's a brilliant girl, and I just love her. I mean, we just there's an unspoken bond, and that's what this song's about. And so I could never get it all together, and Steve helped me do this. And it's called Bound. And it's kind of a hard song to play because part of it's in 7 and part of it's in 4. And so I was going back to where I say I write songs that I can't play and sing at the same time, which is kind of ridiculous. But we're going to try it anyway. It's a great song. You remember how it goes? It's Cianelli Home. I'll do Boil Them Cabbage Down. You do Cianelli Home.